This is the Raptors Abroad podcast.
Sawadee Kap, or in other words, hello from Thailand. That's right, this is your boy Sam, this is the Raptors Abroad podcast, and I'm coming to you from Phuket, Thailand. That's right, still got another few days out here, but that has not stopped me from rocking my Raptors Abroad podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, I just finished checking out Game 70 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. We were taking on the worst team in the league, my former favorite team until Toronto scored a squad, the New York Knicks. Raptors at home at the ACC. With a record of 41-28, the Knicks, like I said, worst in the league, 14-55. Yikes. Tough year to be a Knicks fan. Thank you, Lord, for those T-Raps. Otherwise, I would be suffering right along with those other Knicks fans. But instead, I get to enjoy a somewhat decent Toronto Raptors basketball season. So this game took place March 22nd, 2014. All right, so let me set it up a little bit here. The Knicks, despite being the worst team in the league, were actually able to take the Raptors down just under a month ago. I believe it was February 28th. Kyle Lowry was getting some rest, thought we would have an easy one. But no, the Knicks took it to us. Tim Hardaway Jr. gave us a few lessons that game. But luckily for the Raptors, no Tim Hardaway Jr. in this one. No Carmelo Anthony, of course, he got shut down a long time ago. No Jose Calderon, which was a bit disappointing. Because, you know, at the ACC, we got mad love for Jose, but he wasn't able to suit up. But we could say yes to Andrea Bargnani, former number one overall pick. He was in the ballgame in uniform. And one of my favorite Raptors, even though he only had a short time with us, Quincy Acey. And I wouldn't mind seeing him make another trip back to the Raptors. I can see that happening one day because he seems to be a bit of a journeyman. I don't know if anyone wants to hang on to Q, but I think things happen when he's on the floor. I'm a fan of him. All right, so for the Raptors, no Kyle Lowry for the second straight game. He injured his back a couple of games ago and he was not able to go, so he's given the night off. And the Raptors, needing to come up with a victory here, the very last ball game, they were beaten by the Chicago Bulls, which just so happens to be the team sitting right ahead of them, just a half game up in the Eastern Conference standings. In that number three spot, Raptors drop down to number four. So need this one to actually pull ahead of the Bulls because they did us a favor and lost last night. So Raptors, if they win this one, got a chance at moving back into third. All right, so let's get into it. First quarter, we go. Jonas Valanciunas, who had a heck of a ball game, he starts the scoring with a little two-foot push shot. However, Andrea Bargnani answering that, drawing a foul at the other end and draining a couple of free throws. And the reason I mentioned Barg's free throws, I just got to say something. I was super disappointed with the Toronto Raptor fans. They were booing him in the intros. They were booing him during play. And I just thought that was weak. That's just weak, guys. Don't be booing Andrea Bargnani. It's not his fault he got taken with the number one overall pick. You want to boo someone? Go boo Brian Colangelo. All right? He's the guy who made that decision, not Andrea Bargnani. All right? I know I want LaMarcus Aldridge on our squad, too. All right? But don't forget, LaMarcus went to the number four pick. All right? There was also Brandon Roy and Adam Morrison ahead of him. So, no need to be booing Bargnani, all right? He gave us his all. You know, his all just wasn't number one worthy, but hey, that's not his fault. Dude still came to play. I did not appreciate that at all. I thought that was weak, Raptor fans. You don't usually hear me ranting about Raptor fans. I got mad love for you guys. But whoever was in that stadium booing, boo on you. All right? Boo on you. That's what I'm saying. That's right. If you got a problem with that, you can write me. You know where to find me. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. I ain't hiding. All right, so back to the ball game. That's my rant for this podcast. The Raptors come right back after those Bargnani free throws with a DeMar DeRozan layup, a Terrence Ross corner three ball, and then an Amir Johnson right wing three. And just like that, the Raptors up 10-2 just 2.5 minutes into this ball game. 9-minute mark, JV gets his second score with a nice little inside move. And we'll jump a few minutes to the 4:49 mark, DeMar DeRozan, who had a heck of a ball game, stepping up because Kyle was out of this one, and he brought his A game, including this beautiful spin move into the paint from the left side, right into traffic, and then had the awareness to keep his head up and drop it off to Jonas Valanciunas, who knew exactly what to do. He quickly rises up and lays it in, and the Raptors have a 7-point lead, 19-12. 1:32 mark then, DeMar DeRozan still making an impact. He gambles on a steal, just misses it, and Lance Thomas is able to scoop up that ball and hit an open short jumper. But DeMar did not hang his head. He broke on the play, hustled down the court, Raps hit him with the outlet, and he goes up with a fast break dunk. Attaboy, DeMar. And then DeMar kept it rolling. You gotta check out this play. It was absolutely gorgeous. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Lou Williams driving to the basket, misses the layup, but DeMar DeRozan is above the trees in the clouds. He snatches that ball up with one hand and hammers it down with the putback dunk. Beautiful play by DeMar. And the Knicks actually had bitten into that Raptor lead, and so with that DeMar dunk, the Raptors up 4, 27-23. All right, so let's get into the second quarter, and it was time for the bench to step up, particularly Tyler Hansbrough and my boy James Johnson, who was finally getting some minutes, and they did some damage. Check it. 10:53 mark. Hansbrough takes a pass from Lou Williams and hits an and-one layup in traffic. 32-24 Raptors. However, the Knicks' Shane Larkin answers that with a straightaway three, but Hansbrough comes right back, and well contested. He puts up about a 2-foot shot, maybe 4 feet above the basket, super high arcing, but he got nothing but net. And it was Tyler's night. When shots like that are falling, you know he's doing it. And he kept rolling. 8:37 mark, Hansbrough scoring again with a driving layup. And then he passes the baton momentarily to James Johnson. 8:15 mark, he gets a steal, brings it back the other way, pulls up for a mid-range jumper, which he drains. 30 seconds later, next Raptor possession, 7:45 mark, Tyler Hansbrough yet again taking a pass inside and able to go up and convert it for two. And then 40 seconds later, back to James Johnson. He gets a strong and one reverse layup with Quincy Acey draped all over him. He steps up and buries the free throw, and that's a 9-0 run, folks. Raptors bust it wide open on the back of Hansbrough and James Johnson, and they're up 47-33. So 7 seconds to go in the quarter now, or in the half, and Bargnani trying to keep his team into it. He drains a three ball, but DeMar DeRozan able to hit a mid-range jumper as the buzzer went off, and the Raptors with a 15-point lead, 56-41. Alright, so end of the third quarter, and very weird start. I have not had this happen yet in the few years that I've had League Pass. The quarter starts, there's no broadcasters, don't hear any voices, except the guy on the floor who calls out the player scoring, or if there's a timeout or whatnot, just to let the people in the building know what's going on. And they were also not showing the score, so no graphics showing up, so I really didn't know what was going on. I mean, I still watched it, but, you know, it's pretty annoying to watch a game like that. I didn't think it would be that bad, but particularly when you're trying to take notes for a podcast and know exactly what the score is, it got pretty irritating. And, you know, I'm here in Thailand, man. I'm in a beautiful spot. I'm not trying to stress myself out trying to add things up like that. So, really, I just sat back and enjoyed it. I didn't really take many notes. I mean, around the halfway mark of the quarter, Jonas Valanciunas got a nice setup from Grevas Vasquez for a dunk. But that's really all about I know. I saw the Knicks scoring a lot, and it was starting to scare me. But with a minute and 30 seconds left in the quarter, finally, things got back to normal. We got the score back up. We got the broadcasters back. And the good news was the Raptors were still up double digits, 74-62. I wasn't quite expecting that, so that was a nice little surprise. However, the double-digit lead did not last. The Knicks get the last 4 points of the quarter, and it's an 8-point game going into the fourth. Apparently, the lead was 17 at one point, but like I said, I wouldn't really have a chance to know that unless I was meticulously adding up every score. But the Raptors with a somewhat comfortable lead, 74-66. So fourth quarter, let's do it. Time to put this one away. Who are you going to call? Of course, you're going to call the hot hand, which was the hot hands in this one, Tyler Hansbrough. 11-21 mark, another and-one layup to start the quarter. Unfortunately, he misses the free throw, but we'll still take those 2 points. Nice work, Tyler. Jump to the 9:46 mark. An interesting little exchange here. After Lou Williams missed a driving layup, a gentleman named Ricky Lido, who I think I've seen before, but didn't make much of an impact on me, but he did this time. He drives in on T. Ross and hits a tough and one layup. Nice work by Lido. And that, folks, cut it to a two-possession game, 78-72. And that two-possession game lasted for about 15 seconds, because T. Ross cut it right back. Not often you see this. One player commits an and-one foul on one end, and then T. Ross comes back the other way, and he gets Lido to reach while he's shooting a mid-range jumper, which he buries. So an and-one jumper for T. Ross to answer, and the Raptors up 9, 81-72. About 3 minutes later, at the 6:23 mark, Tyler Hansbrough, again teaming up with James Johnson, takes a nice dish, goes up for the layup. Raptors up 92-75. 4:06 mark then, DeMar DeRozan, showing back up in the Raptors in this episode of the podcast. He drains a three to answer a Bargnani mid-range jumper, and the Raptors up 16, 97-81. And then the icing on the cake, beautiful play here that we're just, as Raptor fans, getting used to seeing once a game. At the 2:37 mark, Amir Johnson on the high left post, spots DeMar DeRozan, cutting left baseline, hits it with a perfect bounce pass. And you know what the rest is, folks. DeMar scoops that up and hammers it down with one hand. Raptors up 19 at that point, 103-84. And they go on to win this one by 17, 106-89. Your T-Raps, folks, have won 3 out of the last 4. And I realize the Knicks are the worst team in the league, but I will take W's wherever they come. So on to the box score. The game ball easily going to one Lance Thomas for the Knicks. 9 of 12 for 24 points. Good ball game from him. Bargnani showed up, 6 of 13 from the field for 16 points, but led his team in the plus-minus in the wrong direction. He was minus 20 out there, so something obviously wasn't clicking. And the Knicks as a team just did not shoot the ball well. 41.7 from the field. I mean, 42% from three is not bad, but then they shot 68.8% from the free throw line, just 11 of 16. That added up to just 82 points for them. On to the Raptor box score. And the game ball is going to have to go for the first time this year to none other than Tyler Hansbrough. 7 of 8 from the field. 5 rebounds, 18 points, a season high for him. Excellent work by Hansbrough. He was really carrying us in big portions of that second half. James Johnson also had a great game. Quiet, but it was solid. 3 of 4 from the field, 3 assists, and a steal for 7 points. Plus 15 on the floor, mind you. And the big score in this ballgame was DeMar DeRozan. 8 of 15 from the field. 23 points, made all of his free throws, 6 of 6. And I should also mention our boy Jonas Valanciunas, who got 12 shots, which is very unusual that he gets that many looks. So nice to see that JV getting involved, and he buried half of them. He was 6 of 12 for 17 points and 10 rebounds, so double-double for the Lithuanian. Well done there, T-Raps. And Lou Williams, he played 4 of 11 from the field, 13 points. Nice, balanced attack by the Raptors. Well done, boys. And in fact, going to the team stats, the Raptors as a team shoot 52%. And they also stomped the Knicks from the free throw line. Knicks 11 of 16, the Raptors 24 of 29. That's 13 more makes. That will add up. And in fact, the Raptors had 16 turnovers to the Knicks 11. And the Knicks had 9 steals to the Raptors 4 and 4 blocks to the Raptors 1. So just looking from those, you think this one would be a little bit closer, but the Raptors really just shot the lights out in this one. And the Knicks did not have a chance from the get-go, really. So nice W for the Raptors. And because the Bulls did us a favor and lost last night, the Raptors, ladies and gentlemen, moved back into that number 3 spot. A solid half game up on the Chicago Bulls. However, only 0.8 of a percentage point ahead of them. So things are still tight as can be, which will set up a nice ball game on Wednesday, when the Raptors will be at home at the ACC taking on the Chicago Bulls. Unfortunately, that is going to be the second end of a back-to-back because the Raptors are playing tonight, or at least tonight my time, because it's nearly 2 in the morning here on Tuesday in Phuket, Thailand, and they will be at the Palace of Auburn Hills, one of the best names of a stadium in any sport, taking on the Detroit Pistons. And the Raptors have won 3 out of 4. Let's make it 4 out of 5, boys. We need 4 out of 5 going into that Bulls game. Nice W by the T-Raps to move back into that third spot, but we want more. I'm greedy, all right? I want some more. Cleveland's just 3 games ahead of us. We can do this. Still got 12 games left in this season. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Thanks for checking this one out. I'm your boy, Sam, and I will be back with you tomorrow. Peace. Peace.